true success is really having a relationship with God and having that relationship spill over into your relationships with other people. You'll never have real peace until you have peace with God. You'll never have real approval until you have approval from God. You'll never have real affirmation and a sense of self-worth until you have it from God. And it's easy to get from God because He's more than happy to give it to you. All you have to do is simply receive it. God has made it available to you. All you have to do is receive it.
Hey family, it's Rob here. Welcome to the Think Like a Champion podcast. I just want to take a quick moment before we dive into today's episode to share some exciting news with you all. First of all, I'm super pumped for what you're about to hear in the episode lined up for today. It's going to be amazing, and I know it's going to make an impact on your life and in your leadership, so get ready for that. But quick update, starting next week, new episodes of Think Like a Champion are going to be released every Thursday morning. Now, some of you who listen on Apple or Spotify, you probably already are listening on a Thursday morning because that's when those release. But for those that you watch on YouTube or if you've been watching online, the Think Like a Champion podcast is going to be released every Thursday on YouTube. So go to the Gregory Dickow YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed to the Gregory Dickow podcast on Apple or Spotify. And that's where the episodes are going to be released. So if you've been watching on the Life Changers YouTube channel or if you've been watching on lifechangerschurch.com, Think Like a Champion will no longer be streamed on those platforms. So make sure you shift. Go to Gregory Dickow on YouTube or the Gregory Dickow podcast on Apple or Spotify. Make sure you subscribe. And hey, if you're already subscribed and you're already listening and already watching, go and drop a rating or a review on the podcast. This helps more than you know, just to get the word out to more and more people. It really does make a difference. So if you've been listening for a while, go ahead and leave a review. Let us know how Think Like a Champion is blessing you, what you're getting out of it. And man, that's it. Can't wait for you to get into this episode. It's going to be amazing. You do not want to miss this. We'll see you later.
Welcome to another episode of Think Like a Champion, our podcast dedicated to help you win in every way and enjoy every day. And I want to cover what I consider to be one of the most important topics that people are facing today. Parents are facing it in their own lives. Parents are facing it in their children's lives. Everybody, if single, married, divorced, business person, athlete, Christian, non-Christian, everybody is dealing with something that we call the fear of missing out. It's commonly known as FOMO, the acronym. But I want you to really understand that the biggest mistake that most of us make in life is that we try to consume too much information. We do that because we feel like we're missing something. Now, there is a lot of great things that we can get from social media and a lot of great facts and information we can learn, inspiration, encouragement. But social media cannot take the place of a real relationship with God and a relationship with the church that truly causes connections to be made and the power of connection to be experienced. Social media robs us of the power of connection because it's actually a false form of connection. Though, once again, in and of itself, there's nothing bad about being involved in social media. It's all about how we use it and how often we're using it and what we're getting from it. Now, let me give you some statistics here first, and I want to then give you the way out of the fear of missing out, because the fear of missing out, FOMO, has existed long before social media existed. But the fear of missing out exists because somewhere on the inside of our soul, we feel like we're missing something. And whatever that is missing, that hole that's on the inside of people, it needs to be filled. And if it's not filled with the right thing, then it's just never going to be satisfied. But when it's filled with God, and when it's filled with the things of God, and filled with the presence of God, the love of God, the purpose of God, that is how our heart is shaped. You know, inside of each person is a hole, and that hole can only be filled by something that actually fits. You can't put a square peg in this hole. This hole really is a God-shaped vacuum. It's a God-shaped hole. Therefore, it can only be filled with God. It's an eternal hole. Therefore, it can only be filled with something that's eternal. Now, let me show you what I mean by this. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 3, that this is what true life is. This is eternal life. This is satisfying life. This is the Zoe, the God kind of life. Eternal life is knowing God and knowing Jesus Christ has been sent by the Father as the Son of God to save us and to make us whole. That's what John chapter 17, verse 3 tells us. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 3. So we all have this fear of missing out. We're all trying to fill that need and fill that hole and find what we're missing. Now listen, while we can all learn and improve our understanding of something, but the constant search for what we don't have and the constant search for what we're missing out on is really the result of not truly understanding what matters and what doesn't matter. You know, social media is causing people to actually miss out on the real life relationships and meaningful connections that God intended us to have through our families and through our church family. Social media drives people to check their notifications continually, which leads to problematic social media use and causing them to be spending too much time. Look, I'm not here to attack social media when here I'm using the platform of social media, but you understand the TikTok world and the quick checking of notifications continually. We're taking in so many images into our brain. It's not meant to take in so much information so fast. And we have to be free from it. We have to learn how to be free from it because it's really affecting teenagers and young people and old people alike. But mostly it's really has a more of an impact on young people. And this has led to one of the states in our country, Florida, has actually made it illegal to have a social media account if you're less than 14 years old. They're making that illegal, goes into effect in the new year. But this is a powerful thought when you think states are actually recognizing the damage that social media can do to a young person, a teenager, a tweener, you name it. But listen, like I said, what really is driving this fear of missing out is loneliness. What's really driving this fear of missing out is not having the emotional connections that God created us to have. All of these problems are grounded in or rooted in the need to belong. Teens are continually viewing social media as an extension of their self to the point where their social media identity becomes more of their concept of who they really are than their actual real identity. And let me tell you what the side effects, the downside, the negative effects of social media, if not used correctly. Understand this is really important that we get a hold of this, but it's statistics show that by 2013, so this much bigger number now, approximately 60% of all social media users were experiencing FOMO, fear of missing out. One country, it was called out in these statistics because it was so much higher, that there was 59% actually in Poland of 15 to 19-year-olds reported the fear of missing out. In Italy, 67% were experiencing the fear of missing out. Wow, think about that. Now, again, the fear of missing out has existed long before social media, but it's really manifesting and rearing its ugly head today in the world. Research suggests that it's truly a desire to avoid loneliness. And here are the side effects of the fear of missing out: distractibility, decline in productivity, decline in sleep healthy sleep patterns, sleep disturbances, social anxiety, clinical depression, decline in academic performance, envy, jealousy, resentment, overall anxiety, and social media addiction. And really, the worst of all is what's called fubbing, which is snubbing others in real life in favor of checking their smartphones. So everybody knows what this is like when you're at a meal with some people, or you're at an event with other people, you're waiting for your dinner or breakfast or whatever it is, or for the meeting to get started. Instead of talking with the people there, everybody's on their phones because doing this. We've had it happen in our home. We've had it happen in our church. We've had it happen in our lives. I've been guilty of it. We've all been guilty of it. So we got to break free. How do we break free from this? All right, ready? Here is where freedom comes. John chapter 5, verse 41 through 43. I want to read this to you from the New Living Translation. And Jesus said something very powerful in verse 41. Your approval means nothing to me. Your approval, really, I want to focus on that part of the verse. Your approval means nothing to me. So he was talking to religious people. He's talking to the general population as well, that your approval means nothing to me. We have to get to this place emotionally in our lives where other people's approval, their likes, their forwarding our messages or tagging us and all the things that happen on social media, we got to get to this place where their approval means nothing to us. Can you say, like Jesus can say, your approval means nothing to me? There's no way we can say that until we're getting our approval from God. It's very important that we get a hold of this. We will constantly come up short of feeling approved until we get our approval from God. In Mark chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible says that when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, when he came up out of the water, he heard the voice of God. Now, this is the first record that we have of God speaking to Jesus, the first recorded encounter that we have where God from heaven is speaking to Jesus directly on earth in an audible voice that other people could hear. And most of the people that heard his voice, they heard it as if it was thunder. They did not recognize the voice of God, but Jesus did. And this is what God's words were to Jesus. You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy. This is Mark chapter 1, verse 11, again in the New Living Translation of the Bible. You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy. Now, there's a reason why we see Jesus hearing the voice of God and the voice of God's approval in the first chapter of the book of Mark, in the second or third chapter in the book of Luke. We hear this voice from heaven speaking to Jesus. You are my dearly loved son. You bring me great joy. We see this because the secret to productivity, the secret to success in life, the secret to your destiny, the secret to your purpose, the secret to finding your purpose is hearing the voice of love. Not just the voice of God, God is love, but hearing this voice of love, hearing the voice of God speaking to you the same way he speaks to Jesus, you are my dearly loved son. You are my dearly loved daughter, and you bring me great joy. The reason Jesus went on from this point forward, and this now was before Jesus ever preached a sermon, before he did the Sermon on the Mount, before he ever healed anybody, before he fed the multitudes, before he raised the dead, before he did a miracle, before he turned water into wine, before any of these things, Jesus heard this voice of affirmation, this voice of approval. You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy. Isn't it interesting that God did not need Jesus to do a miracle for him to approve of Jesus? The Father approved of Jesus before Jesus did anything of significance in his life. All he did for those 30 years was went into the temple, learned here and there, listened to his parents, did some carpentry work with his father. but he never did a work of the gospel, a miracle of the gospel, a healing of the gospel, a sermon of the gospel. He never did any of those things until after he heard this voice, the voice of love, the voice of God's approval. You know, they say that being self-conscious, if you've ever experienced this, as a child, I was very self-conscious. I've been self-conscious at other times in my life as well. We all have, right? You know what it's like. What does it mean to feel self-conscious? It means to feel yourself observed, but not approved. You feel that people are observing you, but not approving you, approving of you. That's self-consciousness. That's why everybody on social media gets their benefit. Either they get the benefit of emotional satisfaction that is temporary, emotional satisfaction, or they get monetary reward for being liked on social media. So in either case, people are being falsely rewarded. I'm not saying that anybody's doing something evil to get the money that they get on social media, but I'm saying it's a false sense of approval, and it's really a false sense of success. And yes, even if it produces millions of dollars in your bank account, it's still a false sense of success, because true success is really having a relationship with God and having that relationship spill over into your relationships with other people. You'll never have real peace until you have peace with God. You'll never have real approval until you have approval from God. You'll never have real affirmation and a sense of self-worth until you have it from God. And it's easy to get from God because he's more than happy to give it to you. All you have to do is simply receive it. God has made it available to you. All you have to do is receive it. Really, if we would focus on God's love and focus on our interaction with God, we would be less focused on needing interaction with everybody on social media. Now, there is a need for personal, emotional, intellectual connection with other people, and that is why God gives us a church family. That is why God puts us in a physical family, dysfunction, as much dysfunction as there is, that might be true, but it was God's original intention for everybody to be born into a family where they could find affirmation, love, acceptance, belonging. But because so many families are broken, people can't find that in their earthly natural family. God has provided that for everybody to find it in a spiritual family. And even there, there's dysfunction in all churches. There's no perfect church. We like to say that one of the descriptions of Life Changers Church, the church I'm a pastor of, is we like to say we're HIP, H-I-P, not because we think we're cool, but HIP is the acronym for happy, imperfect people. Happy, imperfect people. Happy, imperfect people. HIP. So God gives everybody a church family. You need to be connected to one where people know that we're all imperfect and we're all a work in progress and we're all broken in some areas. But getting connected and finding our belonging in a church family is critical, essential for true success in life. So I really want to encourage you, get plugged into a church family that's helping you grow and helping you find real connection. Again, I'm not making social media out to be the devil. I'm trying to give you real, real accurate, objective statistics and the side effects for why people are struggling even more now than they ever have been emotionally and intellectually as well. So how do we break out of this? We have to get our true approval from God. We have to listen to the Word of God washing over our minds and washing over our souls with the love of God. I'd like to also say that, remember I said earlier that the constant search for what we don't have and the constant search for what we're missing is the result of not truly understanding what matters and what doesn't matter in life. Let me help you with that, what matters and doesn't matter in life. So let me tell you how to find what truly matters. True wisdom and true happiness is not found in having or knowing the thing or things that you're missing, But true wisdom and happiness is found in knowing the person, Jesus. I already gave you that verse, John chapter 17, verse 3. It tells us true life that lasts forever is knowing God. You see, the apostles, the disciples in the Bible, they didn't have an IG account or a TikTok account. They didn't have the news media. They didn't have social media. And they succeeded in life. They changed the world. And they didn't have any of those things. Now, I'm not saying that we can't use those things as tools to change the world, Instagram, social media, TikTok, blah, blah, blah. We can use those things as tools, but we have to first understand that true wisdom and true happiness comes from knowing a person, Jesus, not from knowing all that's going on in the social media world. There is no fear where there's love. Where there is love, there is no fear. The fear of missing out comes from the absence of knowing true love. And true love doesn't come from humans. The truest love comes from God. And then we share it with one another. 1 John 4, verse 16 says, "We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love." God is love. Such love, listen, this is what the scripture says, verse 17, God is love. Verse 18, such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. Even the fear of missing out, all fear. Even the fear of tragedy, all fear. Even the fear of rejection, all fear. Even the fear of not having enough, all fear. Even the fear of missing out, all fear. Even the fear of poverty, all fear. Even the fear of something happening to my children, all fear. Listen to what he says again, because perfect love expels all fear, including FOMO, the fear of missing out. He goes on to say, if we are afraid, it's because of the fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced God's perfect love. Because when you get a hold of God's perfect love, it doesn't mean that you have a complete understanding of it, but when you get a hold of it, when you get a piece of it, when you've experienced God's perfect love, knowing that it isn't about what you do for God, it's about what he did for you. When you get a hold of perfect love, you no longer fear punishment. You no longer fear that you're doing something wrong, or you're not doing enough, or you're missing out on something, or there's something that you should make sure that you cross your T and dot your I. When you've experienced his perfect love, you're no longer afraid of punishment. When you realize that Jesus took the punishment for you on the cross, you're no longer fearing that punishment is on the other side of this, on the other side of this life. Perfect love, the love of God, expels all fear. We love each other because God first loved us, the scripture says. All right, now, all of God's purpose, because I know that there's a lot of people out there telling you that you can find your purpose here. Follow my Instagram, sign up with me, and you'll find your real purpose, or you'll find how to make wealth, or you'll find how to get in the best shape of your life, blah, blah, blah. All those things are pointing you back. It's just social media as just another way to point you back to the discipline that it's going to require of you to be successful. You're going to need discipline to be successful in financially. You're going to need discipline to be successful in your health. You're going to need discipline to be successful if you're trying to lose weight. You're going to need discipline in order to be successful with your money. In other words, all social media is doing when people say, sign up with me, they're just bringing you back to the reality that you just need discipline and somebody helping hold you accountable to it if you want to be successful at anything. Boy, it really is simple. It dispels the myth of social media that we're missing out on something, that the wizard behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz, was just an old cranky guy behind the curtain. And they thought, oh, he can get us home, he can give us a brain, he can give us a heart, he can give us, you know, he can give us courage. He can get Dorothy back home. But the truth is he really couldn't do any of those things, could he? All he did was show them that they already had it. Sorry if I gave away Wizard of Oz for those, for that one person out there out of a billion that probably didn't see it. But the point is we already have, you know, if you would just do an inventory, you would free yourself from the fear of missing out. If you just took inventory of what God has given you rather than what you don't have, if you would focus on what you do have, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 actually tells us this, that he says, for you have not been given the spirit of fear. You have not been given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. In other words, he says, here's this three-pronged inventory, this three-pronged arrows in your arsenary, whatever it is, the bag that holds your arrows, that's what I'm talking about. You have power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. If you would read the Bible to discover how much power you have, read the Bible to discover the love that God has for you, and read the Bible to discover that you have a sound mind, the mind of Christ, and how to think like God thinks, fear would be eliminated. Fear would run from you. So we see when we discover the person of Jesus, can only a person can truly satisfy you, and only a person can truly fulfill you. True wisdom and true life and happiness comes from a person, not from knowing more things. And secondly, taking inventory will empower us. Taking inventory of what God's already given us will empower you and free you from the fear of missing out. And God's perfect love, once you realize that his love for you is complete, that's what it means to be perfect. You don't have to do something to get God to love you. His love is already complete, which is another word for perfect. His love for you is already perfect. His love for you is already complete. There's nothing you have to add to it. You don't even have to add water to it. All you have to do is believe it. And when you believe in God's perfect love for you, God loves you completely inside and out. God loves you in your weaknesses. He loves you in your strengths. He loves you with your mistakes. He loves you with your flaws. He loves you completely. That's perfect love. He's not waiting for you to divulge the things you're hiding in your heart, because he already knows those things. He loves you completely. He loves you perfectly. And when you get a hold of that, fear of missing out is expelled from your life. It's banished from your life. It runs from you in the opposite direction. Well, I'm out of time for today's Think Like a Champion. I want to invite you to pay it forward. All you got to do is go to lifechangerschurch.com/give, lifechangerschurch.com/give. If this is helping you, if this is inspiring you, if this is encouraging you, help us get it out to other people by donating. All your donations are tax deductible here when you give to our church, lifechangerschurch.com/give. All right, till next time, keep thinking like a champion, because that's who you are. God bless.